Good morning, everybody. I'd like the Senate Finance Committee to come to order. It's quarter after 9 a.m., April 9, 2012. With me today is my co-chair, Senator Hoffman, Senator Ellis, and Senator Thomas, and Senator Egan, and myself, Stedman. We have one bill on the agenda, House Bill 298, exemptions from mining tax, and House Concurrent Resolution 23 regarding the Alaska Arctic Policy Commission will be postponed for later hearing. With that, we have House Bill 298 by Representative Seaton regarding exemptions from mining tax. This is the first hearing on this bill. The intent today is to have the sponsor introduce the bill, take public testimony, and then set the bill aside for further review. We have Representative Seaton here. If you can come forward, please. You can introduce yourself for the record and who you represent, and then explain to the committee, please, what this bill is.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee. My name is Paul Seaton. I'm representative from House District 35, Homer and Seward area. This bill deals with a very cumbersome tax that we have in the state of Alaska for sand and gravel mining operations. This tax is actually put on the final products, and it's based on a percentage of profits. The tax requires that each mining operation, even though they're owned by the same person, be consolidated on the tax form, but each one has to be accounted for separately, and each final product and its percent of profit has to be calculated separately. So it's a very confusing and very cumbersome tax. The fiscal impact of this is there's 182 mining license tax returns this last year, of which only 17 paid tax, and that's because there's a $40,000 net profit tax exclusion. So those 17 entities that paid the tax paid a total of $320,000. However, this is actually often considered kind of a nuisance tax because the auditing and the Department of Revenue requires over $150,000 just to administer and audit the tax annually. So that's about half of the amount. The other thing that we need to realize is that most of the product that is used from this, from sand and gravel, is used in public works projects, either state public work project or municipal public work project. So it turned, and of course that tax and the administration of it is all incorporated into the price, so that the public ends up paying way more than the tax amount. So we looked at this very carefully, and one of the things that there's five areas in the state that have a mining license tax. We investigated every one of those, and none of them are, or a severance tax, and none of those areas relate their severance tax to the mining license tax. So elimination of the mining license tax for sand and gravel will not impact any of the municipalities that have a severance tax on mining. So, Mr. Chairman, we would sure like to have our state auditors being more efficient and effective at auditing the large operations that return money to the state and make sure things work well. And I think we have some people online that will testify in the previous committees have definitely testified that they spend thousands and thousands of dollars and sometimes up to 2 years going through these audits, of which almost none end up paying any tax, but it's a huge burden and expense through there to the small mom and pops as well as the large sand and gravel producers. So thank you.
Do you have any, like the record reflect that Senator McGuire said, do we have any questions for the bill sponsor? We have. There are 2-0 fiscal notes from the Department of Revenue and the Department of Natural Resources. We'll have a brief at ease. record. We have one fiscal note from the Department of Revenue showing a decrease to the Treasury of $300,000 a year in the out years. With that, we'll go ahead and start our public testimony. We have one person signed up in the off-net to testify on this bill. If he can introduce himself for the record, who he represents, and speak to the bill, Mr. John McKinnon, please.
For the record, my name is John McKinnon, Executive Director of the Associated General Contractors, Construction Trade Association, representing over 650 Alaska businesses. Mr. Chairman, committee members, thank you for the opportunity to testify on HB 298. About 13 months ago, after one of my member construction companies received a two-page audit request letter that listed 19 detailed sets of information and data needed to perform an audit of their mining license tax return, an amount of material that would take their CPA and office manager 2 weeks to assemble and fill three banker boxes, I was contacted by a very frustrated company owner. After doing our own research at AGC, we approached the Department of Revenue last summer about the problems with the present tax structure as it applies to aggregate operations, those operations that quarry rock, mine sand and gravel, and turn it into a variety of products. We approached them of how the present requirements could be improved. We came looking for a simpler solution to the tax calculation and audit process. Well, after researching the revenue and cost of administration, we all quickly realized that this was a true nuisance tax. For the state, it produced very little revenue, if any, over the cost of administration. And for the construction industry, it was a very complicated tax to calculate and even more complicated to go through an audit procedure. Instead of changes that would result in a simpler tax, it was recommended by the administration that the simplest and best solution to this was to exempt quarry rock, sand and gravel operations completely from the mining license tax requirements. And when you consider that the majority of mined and processed products goes into public works projects, government is paying most of the associated costs and the tax at the expense of our construction projects. The mining license tax, when applied to aggregate operations, sand and gravel and quarry rock operations, produces very, very little revenue to the state, but many times more expense to the industry and ultimately the public. And what appears on the surface to be a self-serving piece of legislation for the benefit of the construction industry really does have broad public benefit. Throughout the last year on this, 13 months, this has been a cooperative effort between the industry, the administration, and now our elected officials who recognize the problem and are willing to sponsor legislation to address the problem. I appreciate your time and consideration of this. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. McKinnon, for your testimony today. That concludes the sign-in sheet. There's nobody in the room signed up to testify, nobody else in the off-net or at the LIOs, so go ahead and close the public hearing. Bring it back to the committee. We have further questions for the bill sponsor. Seeing none, final comments by the bill sponsor before we set this bill aside for further review.
Just thank you for considering the bill today.
Just a second. We have a question from Senator Hoffman.
Regarding the 150 that was spent on this on auditing, do we anticipate, as a result of this legislation, a reduction in personnel in the department?
I don't know, Senator Hoffman. I'll ask Matt Fonder from the Department of Revenue to help us with that question, please. He's online.
Yes, through the chair, Senator Hoffman, we do not anticipate reducing our personnel in this instance, because what we've done over the last few years is we've diverted audit staff from other excise tax programs to focus on the sand and gravel taxpayers, which was a big lift, as Representative Seaton indicated. And in 2007, I believe there were 11 people licensed, and in 2011 there were 189 people licensed. So it was a pretty big lift on our staff's part to get those 178 other taxpayers or mining operations into compliance, and now we can use those folks in the other areas where we need them, so we don't anticipate that reduction.
Could you identify yourself, please?
Oh, I'm sorry, Senator. My name is Matt Fonder. I'm the Director of the Tax Division for the Department of Revenue.
Okay. Follow-up questions? Okay. Seeing no further questions, We'll go ahead and set this bill aside for further review. That concludes this morning meeting. We'll gather back here at 1 o'clock. Two bills on the agenda, possibly. We're going to have Senate Bill 163, Geo Bonds for Ports, up, and we may bring back Senate Bill 192, Oil and Gas Production, depending on what kind of work has been done. I haven't had a chance to meet with PFC Energy since they vacated the premises Thursday. We are adjourned.